This is Sophia Ferber, finance reporter with the States Gazette. I'm joined by Phil Tiley, Executive Director of IPD and Head of UK and Ireland. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Sophia.
So we've just had the Q3 numbers for UK property, and they show that property has returned 2.8% during the quarter, and 1.3% of that is driven by capital value growth. Now, that's quite a dramatic turnaround from where we were this time last year, Phil, because Q3 last year we saw that capital values were still tanking by 0.8%. So my question for you is, are you surprised by how quickly the market has come back, and what are the fundamentals that are driving it?
I think you're right in that there is an element of surprise in there. If you actually rolled the clocks back and 9 months ago and looked at the kind of predictions that we were getting at these results briefings of people's anticipated levels of return for the year, I don't think people would have anticipated that level of capital uplift. I mean, where we are now versus 12 months ago is a different place in terms of the underlying economic fundamentals, which are clearly strengthening, and that's what's prompted the more pronounced yield adjustments. And effectively what we saw through 2012 was pricing yields drifting out, which is having a negative influence on capital values. What we've now got is cap rates closing back in again, and at a fair rate, and that's having a positive uplift on those performance numbers.
Now, another thing we've seen in this quarter's figures, which has been very interesting, has been the level of capital growth in the regions. So especially in cities like Oxford, Cambridge and Aberdeen, we've seen capital growth really charging back. And I was wondering if you think that this growth in values is driven by solid economic fundamentals, or if it's because of this buzzword we're hearing at the moment, weight of money just looking for a home to invest.
Yeah, and then there's a bit of both. I mean, the weight of money, the search for stability of income, I think is largely still propping up the performance levels of the kind of the prime end of the markets. We do this analysis where we look at effectively four quadrants of the market, and the prime long let stuff is still performing. So that's where the demand for stability and security of income still comes through, and that's partly the volume of money, and that's but it's where the money is coming from into that space, and a lot of that's overseas investors. Now, in search for higher required rates of return, some of the domestic investors are now looking further afield. So it is partly investment volume driven, but that's also backed up by the prospects of potentially improved economic growth. And whether or not values have been overcorrected in the downturn, investors are looking out there for asset-specific opportunities where they can rework a property, strengthen up the income side, and that's helped maximise some of the performance levels that we're seeing coming through in some of those regions.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was one very interesting question that one of the audience members asked, which was, is the return of UK commercial property performance going to end the property sector's recent flirtation with alternatives in a search for returns? So that was a bit of a curveball, but I was interested to hear your thoughts on that.
I mean, and I think there, the real estate market is just a wider place now. So I don't think it's kind of a new part of the market, the new kid on the block being knocked off by the strengthening returns that we're seeing in the mainstream commercials. Yes, those kind of alternative assets have lost a little bit of ground in the last quarter when you're looking at the resurgence in returns we've seen, certainly on the office and the industrial side. But the broader demand criteria that are in place for healthcare, student accommodation, resi, the land assets are all in place. Less reliant on the underlying kind of pure economic fundamentals, but the marketplace is broader. And if you look at the balance of portfolios within our index, with a kind of 45% weighting towards retails versus a less than 10% allocation to those alternative asset space, you can certainly see why people are expecting that shift to alter over the coming years.
And the property market's given us a lot of, the IPD index, sorry, has given us a lot of reasons to be cheerful in the last quarter.
That's always good to hear.
How do you think Q4 is going to measure up, and do you expect to see capital growth and rents tanking ahead as they have been in the past 3 months?
Interesting that we don't forecast numbers ourselves, but when we put the number to the audience, as you say, then there was, you know, there was the sentiment in the room was for more of the same, if not improved performance in the back end of the year. I mean, if those broader improvements in the economic fundamentals strengthen, you'd expect to see a little bit more rental value growth, and with the number of deals that are active in the marketplace, that those are going to provide more evidence for pricing levels. And you sometimes do see a fourth quarter effect in terms of a slight pickup in the performance levels. And what the delegates today were speculating on was returns up in the kind of the top end of the single digit range.
Thank you, Phil. Well, we look forward to talking to you again in January when IPD has crunched the numbers for the whole of 2013.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure. Bye.